man is behind bars following an incident in Canton Thursday night around 10:50. Police responded to reports of gunfire in the 2800 block of 4th Street Northwest. 54-year-old James Long allegedly fired multiple rounds from his porch and shot twice. As a police cruiser and officer were on scene. Police say Long had been drinking and resisted efforts to be placed in handcuffs. The incident occurred within 900 feet of Clarendon Intermediate School. Long also faces charges including using weapons while intoxicated, discharge of a firearm, and having weapons under disability. Renovation of the Stark County Jail is officially underway. Commissioners and other officials gathered Friday for a groundbreaking ceremony. $66.5 million project, the largest in the county's history, including costs such as architectural design. The price tag is over $75.7 million. A pod-style housing unit with a central command center to be built in the existing employee parking lot is the largest piece of the project. Completion planned for early 2028. Two vacant seats on Salem City Council have been filled. Republican Central Committee members met Wednesday to appoint Evan Newman council president. He succeeds Sarah Baranzi, who resigned last month. Newman recently resigned his at-large seat to seek appointment as president. Jim Harrington was named to fill Newman's post. Harrington, one of four candidates running for three at-large seats in November. Newman also on the ballot and unopposed for council president. Investigators trying to determine the cause of a fire that damaged a vacant house in East Liverpool. Around 10 a.m. Thursday, firefighters responded to the 700 block of Bradshaw Avenue. The blaze was mostly contained to the kitchen area and quickly extinguished. Crews remained on site putting out hot spots. Firefighters from Liverpool Township assisted at the scene. There were no injuries. Struthers police are investigating after a three-year-old child was fatally shot Friday afternoon. Shortly before one, officers responded to a home in the 400 block of Spring Street. Acting Chief DJ Aldish tells WKBN-TV the boy was shot after finding an unsecured firearm. Two adults were with the child at the time. The boy later died at St. Elizabeth Health Center. Youngstown woman will undergo a pre-sentence investigation before learning her punishment for the accidental drowning death of a one-year-old girl. 32-year-old Adrienne Hudson pleaded guilty Friday in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court to charges of involuntary manslaughter and endangering children. Prosecutors recommending a prison sentence of 8 to 12 years. Hudson was indicted in January 2024. 4 months earlier, London Kaysen was found in a pool at a home on Ridgelawn Avenue. Hudson was babysitting the girl and her own child at the West Side address. Man is charged in connection with a deadly shooting in Warren. 23-year-old Savion Woodall was arrested and charged with murder. He was arraigned Friday in Warren Municipal Court. Woodall being held without bond. The charge stems from the August 3rd slaying of 31-year-old David Owens, who was shot at a convenience store on Elm Road. Police expect additional suspects to face charges. ODOT trying to help drivers get through a congested area more quickly. One lane on Route 224 in Canfield is closed due to a bridge replacement. The department says the best way to merge is the so-called zipper method. That means drivers staying in their lanes until it ends and then taking turns going through the merge point. Rather than being a form of cheating, ODOT says the zipper merge can reduce backups by up to 50% and shorten the line of cars by more than a third of a mile. It says merging at any point is fine during low congestion periods. More than 100 Ohio National Guard members set to deploy across Washington, D.C. The Secretary of the Army requested 150 military police from Ohio. The military unit comprised of the Ohio Army National Guard and Ohio Air National Guard. The governor's office said the National Guard members are expected to arrive in D.C. in the coming days. So far, National Guard members have played a supporting role in law enforcement in D.C. as local law enforcement have focused on reducing widespread crime and arresting fugitives. They've been seen patrolling at landmarks like the National Mall and Union Station and assisting with crowd control. The law allows the president to federalize D.C. police for up to 30 days, though White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt suggested it could last longer as authorities reevaluate and reassess. One person dead following a shooting in Mansfield Sunday. Police officers were called to the 200 block of South Main Street. Officers found one person with a gunshot wound. The victim was pronounced dead at a local hospital. There was no suspect information, and it remained unclear what led up to the shooting. Police said it did not appear to be a random act.